25. The Nile.
The Nile. I know it begins in the south of Egypt and stretched about 4,000 miles north to the Mediterranean Sea. It's the longest river on earth, right?
That's right. It gets its name from a Greek word, Nilos, which means river valley. It gave water for growing food, drinking, and for transportation. In fact, the Egyptian calendar of three seasons was based on the yearly cycle of the Nile.
Really? I never knew the Egyptians only had three seasons. It says here that the Egyptian year began in July, when the floods came.
It was also the main road of ancient Egypt, because roads couldn't be built on sandy desert or places that flooded each year.
So, it was like a river road?
Exactly. Traveling was easy, going north. Boats just drifted along with the flow of the river. And because prevailing winds blew south, they helped travelers going in that direction too.
That must be why there were so many traders in ancient Egypt. It must have been really easy to transport goods up and down the whole country.
The Nile also helped the Egyptians to survive in another way. Food. Every year the Nile flooded, spreading rich soil across the land. Without this annual flooding, the Egyptians could not have grown so many crops.
We think of extreme weather destroying crops, not helping them.
But in the desert, it's very different. Water is of utmost importance because there is so little of it.
Yes, of course. How about the wildlife of the Nile?
There are many different types of animals living in or near the waters of the Nile, including crocodiles, birds, fish, and many others.
But not just the animals depend on the Nile for survival, but even nowadays, people who live there need it for everyday use, like washing, as a water supply, keeping crops watered, and other jobs.
Yes, and it's also a tourism resource. Many tourists come from all over the world and go on a Nile cruise, perhaps a dream holiday for most people.
That's my plan for next summer, now that you've whet my appetite. Thanks for explaining everything to me. ¶¶